Report: Insider blows the whistle on cyber threat intelligence leak domestic censorship program. By Lucas Nolan on December 8, 2023. A whistleblower has reportedly brought to light startling revelations about the Pentagon's involvement in a domestic censorship program. As detailed in newly disclosed files from the Cyber Threat Intelligence League, CTIL. Public reports that according to a whistleblower's files, the Cyber Threat Intelligence League, CTIL, previously thought to be an independent entity, was heavily influenced by government and military personnel. This involvement is far more extensive than previously known, as evidenced by Slack messages and other internal communications. The CTIL Slack channels, specifically those tagged for disinformation and law enforcement escalation, reportedly included current and former FBI employees, Michigan Cyber Command Center personnel, members of the U.S. Defense Digital Service, DDS, and representatives from at least one European government. The DDS, headquartered at the Pentagon and established in 2015, has been particularly highlighted for its role in these operations. According to public, the latest whistleblower files from CTIL reveal that the organization worked with both governments and social media companies to censor Americans. The new whistleblower's files provide insight into the group's inner workings, which TERP described as a parallel effort. Neither we nor the whistleblower know what the parallel effort refers to. In these new files, Eric Brogdon, a cybersecurity director for a private firm, and others appear to have attempted to interfere with physical gatherings, with Brogdon implying that he had the ability to get social media users suspended. When one member shared news about a call for anti-lockdown protests, Brogdon responded, "Let me see if I can get the Facebook user suspended." This is the second report on CTIL published by public. As Breitbart News previously reported, the CTIL documents fill gaps left by previous disclosures, painting a detailed portrait of the so-called censorship industrial complex. This network, comprising over 100 government agencies and NGOs, has been instrumental in pushing for censorship on social media platforms and spreading targeted propaganda. The documents include detailed accounts of digital censorship programs, military and intelligence community involvement, partnerships with civil society organizations and media, and the deployment of covert techniques like sock puppet accounts. The whistleblower's revelations highlight the pivotal role of CTIL in the creation and expansion of the censorship industrial complex. Spearheaded by Sarah Jane S.J. Terp, a former UK defense researcher, and others, CTIL developed a comprehensive censorship framework in 2019. This framework was later adopted by various governmental and non-governmental organizations, including DHS's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA. The Department of Defense, in a public statement, mentioned the merging of DDS with other agencies into the Chief Digital and Artificial Intelligence Office, CDAO, in 2022. They claim CDAO currently has no involvement with CTIL activities, nor awareness of past projects that predate the merger. A DoD spokesperson stated, "DDS merged with three other organizations to form the Chief Digital and Artificial Intelligence Office, CDAO. Back in February 2022, CDAO was not currently involved with CTI and we do not have situational awareness on project participation which predated that merger. The CTIL's activities, allegedly aimed at cybersecurity and protecting healthcare systems, have also come under scrutiny, with whistleblower accounts suggesting that the CTIL's primary function overlapped significantly with other cybersecurity services. Key individuals have been identified in the whistleblower's files, including Justin Frappier of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, who expressed enthusiasm for anti-disinformation efforts within the group. The involvement of government employees in these activities suggests a concerted effort to leverage CTIL for broader objectives than previously disclosed. Read more at public here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.